Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a new trade deal with China. The U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and the U.S. will agree to let Chinese students continue attending U.S. colleges and universities. Tariffs on Chinese goods will also be totaling 55%. Inflation picked up a bit last month as higher prices for groceries and some imported goods were offset by cheaper gas, travel services, and rents. Tesla's CEO appears to be backing off his criticism of the CEO of the country.
Elon Musk this morning is expressing some remorse, posting, quote, "I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far," though he doesn't say which posts he feels went too far. Musk, of course, spent a lot of last week ripping into the president over his budget bill, his tariffs, even suggesting impeachment and leveling that deeply personal attack, accusing the president of being involved in the Epstein file.
ABC's Mary Bruce, the curfew now lifted in Los Angeles following protests against ICE immigration raids. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he said Republicans wouldn't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not as much as Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Democratic State Senator Kelda Roy said the same in a press conference yesterday before the Joint Finance Committee met.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today in Milwaukee. A recap tonight. Last night, the crew with a 4-1 win over Atlanta, thanks to home runs from Jake Bowers, Jackson Chourio, and six solid innings pitched by 24-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester.
The cutter, you know, at the top was really good today. And, you know, having that confidence in that pitch gave me some confidence. I was able to execute more often than not.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, that kid has just been getting better and better. And it's credit to the front office for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, they've done their research, and it's great to see it happen.
NFL day two of the Packers minicamp in Green Bay. Now that Jaire Alexander's been released, the team taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton as a possible defensive back in practice. In golf, Division I State High School Golf Tournament in Madison, Peyton Elbers, a junior from Wanakee, the winner after a three-hole playoff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's the return of Tim Slecker talking about education.
And we'll continue our review of the immigration riots tearing Madison apart.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This disgusting and unnecessary abuse of power instigated by our mentally ill president, who is dead set on exacerbating this, who actually wants conflict, who is intentionally inflaming and lying to make it seem like there's a war going on here. He wants there to be a war going on here, and he doesn't care who gets hurt in it. There's a riot outside. We have more so-called unrest here when one of our teams wins a championship. But that's not what you're seeing on TV. Someone sets a fire in a garbage can, 12 camera crews go running toward it. Trump wants it to seem like anarchy, so he goes around our governor and he calls in 4,000 troops from the National Guard and 700 active duty Marines. You know, when we had the wildfires that devastated big chunks of our city, he did absolutely nothing. Now that we're in the middle of a non-emergency, send in the National Guard.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. Yes, we are live from Los Angeles, which, much to your shock, has not been burned to the ground and perhaps had three blocks with whatever. I was saying
three blocks with F. Trump painted all over the place. That's about it.
I was telling you it was ironic because my Major Taylor Cycling International Conference was in town. Uh-huh. I rode, 70 miles Saturday and Sunday all around. And by the way, south by Watts, we took pictures at Watts Tower.
Yeah.
So we've had riots in L.A. There are not riots going on in L.A. I mean, and thank you, by the way, Michelle, for the love blue skies. She said, Stephanie and Major Taylor, bike family, I am in awe of all the positivity you inspire and the good you do, helping kids, building houses, promoting healthy communities. Don't let the haters get you down. You are all superstars and heroes. Not me, but the people from Major Taylor really are. And it was such a weird dichotomy that I was with all these good people doing this amazing work in the world. I was telling you, Chris, I rode with para-athletes from Senegal who've lost legs and where there's actual war going on. Yeah. So you can see why Malcolm Nance was so angry about them calling this civil war or terrorism or whatever.
Right.
You know, I rode bikes with people that lost their legs in actual war. And it just and are out there doing amazing work in the world, helping inner city kids and et cetera. So another L.A. boy is here. Here he comes.
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has the same cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, hola, Carlos.
Hola, buen día. I had to escapar.
I had to go to the up north near Ventura County to escape the wildfires and the erupting volcanoes.
Yes.
And
alligators walking on their hind legs.
Well, for what many would call a gentle walking tour through Los Angeles, where nobody got hurt. Yeah, there was a guy on top of a car with a Mexican flag. I mean, you want to see a wild riot? Wait until the United States men's soccer team actually wins a game with Pochettino.
Right?
It's going to go nuts.
You said, are they selling J6 bear spray for the LA Self Street Tour, asking for real insurrectionists on January 6th? Thank you.
Flagpoles, you burn the flag, it's a federal offense, but if you use it to poke a Capitol Police officer in the eye, perfectly okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I said this morning. I posted General Milley's speech about we do not bow to a dictator. All it would take is thousands of veterans currently serving troops to stand in front of those tanks like one brave student did in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
That's all it would take. You can do it. Be on the right side of history. He is not going to turn troops on troops. He will not do that. So do it. It's so easy. I was talking to my friend last night. All we have to do, military, listen to Milley, listen to your generals, just Nancy Reagan, just say no to this guy. And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
I mean, Trump just accused Newsom of causing death. And what was it? And potential death.
Yeah.
Not potential sure what that death is. No. What do you call it? Chris Titus, our friend, said, no one has died in L.A. You who voted for this liar, rapist, felon have your country, maybe ended it. Good game, you flat earth, 9/11, JFK back from the dead, dumb.
God.
I mean, and we're in the epicenter of this right now. It is just.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned soccer. We talked to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass yesterday just about. I said it, Chris, yesterday. He's going to try to lose us the Olympics and the World Cup and then blame us and blame Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and whatever. It was announced today that the U.S. has lost $100 billion in tourism since the beginning of the year. Yesterday, Vegas announced huge layoffs in all of their casinos. We better be making some changes soon. They're going to have to come from the American people. I mean, they are making it so no one wants to come here.
Yeah, you can go to Vegas and get a 44-ounce tomahawk steak for $1.50 now. It's desperate.
Yeah.
And then what's going on with freaking Amish Uncle Fester in Pennsylvania? Jeez, that guy's gone off the rails. Fetterman. What a goof.
Yeah.
I call him Pennsylvania Uncle Fester. You know, what is he drinking, raw milk on an Amish farm?
The liberal part of me feels bad. I just think he needs help. He needs to step down. He needs to get help. I mean, I don't know whether it's the combination of the stroke or mental illness or you know, and by the way, I applauded him for being brave enough to talk about his depression and getting help for it. But yeah, something.
Whether he's sick or not, be on the right side of history, Fetterman. It's pretty easy that Trump is ginning all of this up. It's performative. Oh, by the way, good morning. Trump is all over the Epstein files. Trump is all over the Epstein files.
Yes, he is.
Trump is all over the Epstein files.
Mean,
good morning.
Rick tweeted, I'm one of the good guys keeping America safe, I tell myself, as I try to kidnap a six-year-old from an elementary school. I mean, Carlos, some of the video is horrific. I watched yesterday them pull an infant out of a mother's hands so they could handcuff her and take her away.
Disgusting. Who stands by that? We all know that both Biden and Obama deported more people under their administration, but they had due process. They did it the correct way. There was a comprehensive bilateral border bill on the table, ready to be signed, which could have handled all this legally with due process. And this monster, I don't get it. It's like you're watching a movie. Sorry, let's get stereotypical. I feel like a black guy in a theater going,
it's the old Debbie Murphy routine. Get out the water!
Yeah.
There's a shark!
Permit me to be stereotypical from the 70s as a comedian
Personality of cult said, according to Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, and Donald Trump, the brown-skinned man waiting to be hired to come work on your roof in the hot sun for 12 hours a day is the, quote, worst sort of criminal, but a reality TV star that stole millions and cheated on their taxes. just a persecuted white person. I mean, he just pardoned. Yeah, how many criminals has he pardoned, including the J6 ones? But Chris and I got telling stories about strawberry farms when we were a kid, how they would try to trick, little white kids into picking strawberries for free.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And how long do we last? Like 5 effing minutes?
Yeah.
Before we're like,
miserable with the
I'm hot.
Humidity and the bugs.
Ice cream. Uh-huh.
Trying to lure you in with the Beatles. Come pick fruit, strawberry farms forever. That's the song.
But Carlos, the reality remains. Americans do not want to pick strawberries for 12
Good
hours
luck.
A day in the blazing sun for $5 an hour.
And you know who wouldn't last four hours? Joe Rogan. Rogan, Mr. jacked up martial arts guy, and he's very good at what he does in terms of fighting. But that guy would not last 4 hours in the hot sun.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about an alpha male? Look at the Latina women that are over 60. They will out alpha male your ass. 7 days a week, 16 hours a day.
We talked to Bella all the time about the dude bros, but we had Joe Walsh on, and I said, to me, that's the point. It's not like, how do we get the dude bros on our side? Raise better men. Like, emulate better men. Not the Tate brothers and Trump and God knows who else, drunks and rapists and pseudo-alpha males in his administration, right?
Yeah, there's room for alpha men that want to fight and do all those things.
Sure.
That's fine.
Malcolm Nance is one of them. You know?
There's not those. Yeah. Not everybody needs the our own Chris LaVoy. There's not a need for Jimmy Stewart. Raise men like Jimmy Stewart if you want to be all American. It's a Wonderful Life. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Yeah. He's not some hulked out idiot.
Gavin Newsom is showing us how to be an alpha liberal. I've had differences with him, but man, he is. I got to tell you,
raise men like Tammy Duckworth and my very own Wes Moore.
Yes.
Westmore, 82nd
Airborne, ex-military, Rhodes Scholar, family man. You're not some scum like Trump who hangs out with teen girls at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
It's clear what are real alpha men is people that are self-actualized and smart and intelligent and empathetic.
I mean, let's see what happens. But, I feel like, because we're a long way from 2028, but, even Jasmine Crockett said it, right? They're going to pick the straightest white boy they can find because we're scared about people of color, women, gay people,
I
don't want to be scared of America's bigotry,
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg, alpha male, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Gay, she might be right. I thought, we had a chance to, but you have to admit, this is where we have to admit, Obama unearthed all the scared white people in America. When that happened, them boys started, I'm going to the gun store. That's what frightened white people. And this is what Trump represents. He represents their fear.
Yep. By the way, we keep just all the L.A. bashing. We have to keep responding. Kristi Noem justifies armed troops in L.A., saying they're a city of criminals. As I meant, we talked to Mayor Bass yesterday. Homicides down 14% in L.A. The overall crime rate here lower than in Rapid City, South Dakota, in her home state. The top 10 states. Are all red states for for crime, murder, you name it.
I believe Anchorage, Alaska is still number one.
Yeah. I mean, Lily said, I love how people not in L.A. feel so confident announcing what's happening in L.A. There are no fires, no looting, no civil unrest, and violent criminals aren't roaming the streets. Thankfully, social media lets actual residents share what's really going on. Believe whoever you want, but if there were a real riot, every influencer in the city would be live streaming it. L.A. is crawling with Instagrammers and YouTubers. They live among us in the wild. Do you think they would miss that content? I mean, it is, as we keep saying, Carlos, three blocks in downtown L.A.
Yeah, they lit a couple of Waymo cars on fire. And I think even Gavin Newsom was condemning that. Unlike what Fetterman says, Democrats are condemning that. And Biden was doing that during the BLM protests.
Mayor Bass did it yesterday on our show. She's done it everywhere. There's no decent Democrat anywhere that's promoting any violence of any kind or vandalism.
Or destruction.
As opposed to Karen Bass going, they're trying to steal the country for you. You're going to have to fight like hell. Just look at the difference. It's so patently
Pete
obvious.
Pete Hegseth confirms the National Guard will remain for 60 days in L.A. So it doesn't matter that there's nothing happening here. Confirmed the deployment will cost taxpayers $134 million. I mean,
How's the economy doing? How's the price of eggs? I went to a shopping mall last night. Eggs are still super high.
Yeah.
How's the economy? How are people getting laid off? How is all that stuff?
Yep. One last one. The Speaker of the House called for Gavin Newsom to be tortured. Where's Cash Patel, Noam, and Bondi? I thought they didn't take threats against public officials lightly. I mean, tarred and feathered. It's just
Speaker of the House.
The rhetoric is just, huh?
The Speaker of the House said that?
Yeah, he said Gavin Newsom ought to be tarred and feathered. He was asked about Trump saying Newsom should be arrested. And so he, hang on a second, he said, oh, look, that's not my lane. Oh, really? Threatening to arrest a sitting governor for no crime is not your lane. He said, I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered.
I just want to imagine every military personnel out there in this country. Imagine if John McCain were still alive. What side would he be on that side? He'd be completely against Trump, the draft dodger, bone spurs lying hypocrite.
Yep, absolutely. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Coffee with the Carlos brought to you by The Knock Box. Are you traveling? I am traveling. You look at all the, my checklist, right? Instructions for house sitter, right? Name and number of my vet, code to my alarm system. Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation. You will get a sense of what goes into a
knockbox.
Theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox. N-O-K-B-O-X. There it is. Knockbox. Complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. I mean, everything in there, right? Insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. You got stuff. If you got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the theknockbox.com/Stephanie. 16% off.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Road Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Yeah, coffee with Carlos.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, let's do it. I always save the stories about real cops for the fake Reno 911
cop. Okay, sure.
Chris, hit me.
Chris, who said police cannot pick and choose when the First Amendment applies? Journalists in Los Angeles were not caught in the crossfire. They were targeted. Who said that?
Carlos Alazraki.
No, that's a bad guess. National Press Club president.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah, a New York Post. This is the latest one. Photojournalist Toby Canham was shot in the head with a rubber bullet by police while covering protests in L.A. A day earlier, an Australian reporter was also shot. Last night, a CNN journalist was briefly detained while reporting from the city. Stop attacking the press now. This is a disgrace. The New York Post guy, an officer turned and fired him from roughly 100 yards away. He dropped a bunch of F-bombs live on air. I don't think they have a dump.
No.
But he said, I just got shot in the head. And he said there was no justification for even aiming the rifle at me. I could have lost an eye.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, Carlos, we talked about a cop on horseback who's deliberately trying to get the horse to step on someone.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
we keep saying it. Someone's going to die. They're lucky that guy didn't die.
This is such a Putin, Simon Bar Sinister underdog episode where they're just all being brainwashed. Simon Says trample him. And by the way, I want to say I'm very proud of my LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club, the 3252, our cheering section, who were saying, F ICE, we don't like Trump. I love it. That section is Mexican flags, Colombian flags, Bayern Munich flags, gay pride flags. It is a melting pot of what Los Angeles is.
Yeah.
They vehemently said no to what Trump is doing, and I love that for
Thank
my football club,
yep.
LAFC.
Yep,
Thank
yep.
you. Support the sports.
Sports. He always gets the sport the sports in
of
there
course.
Somehow. Okay,
yes.
Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning. And I don't know, I apologize. I had a work emergency the first hour, so I don't know if you touched on this, but our friend Old School Railroader sent this to both of us on Blue Sky. This needs to go viral. We are being informed that on June 14th, Proud Boys, et cetera, plan to infiltrate the protest, attack the police, and destroy property. And so they give some guidelines. The sit-down wave, sit down together, silence is power, spread the signal, do not engage, make peace visible, so that the focus is on the violent the violent provocateurs that are going to be in our midst, and the police can then identify those people easily. So I highly recommend. And if I have a second, I hope that Governor Newsom and any Democrat who thinks that throwing trans people to the wolves or saying we need to move away from woke without even defining what woke is will not gain them anything. There will be no ground to be gained with that kind of coming to consensus with neo-Nazis. And
He said it yesterday, Carlos, which I was heartened by. He said, you know, Chris? He just said, you cannot work with Donald Trump. I've tried.
Right.
You can only work for him, and I refuse to work for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We are still a democracy. I mean, Andrea said Trump probably doesn't realize it, but he's currently single-handedly rebuilding podcast-battered Newsom back to full fighting strength.
He really is. And all we have to do is remember Michael Cohen, 2015. He warned against all of this.
Yeah.
He was warning us.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you can't say it enough. Trump at Fort Bragg just had soldiers behind him boo the news media, Biden, Newsom, Bass, men playing in women's sports while renaming Army bases back to great loyal Americans like Robert E. Lee. So now the nation's soldiers are just props to an authoritarian president, a preview of the June 14th birthday parade. I mean, Chris just handed me Trump seeking thousands of costumes for his military birthday parade. Historical costumes.
Military costumes.
Amazon. Have Jeff Bezos sew me some costumes. Sorry, he doesn't do it that way.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour. Grant. Coffee with Carlos.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Milwaukee judge facing charges accused of helping a man here illegally try to avoid ICE agents has raised a lot of money for her defense. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
With her July 21st trial approaching, Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed.
And we're seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the last week or so. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the number of hospital visits for tick bites has doubled from the start of May to the start of June. We're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, the highest number of tick bites is in the Northwoods. Here in southern Wisconsin, there have been fewer hospital visits than we're seeing statewide. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. And yesterday we reported Wisconsin set a new record for tourism spending. Well, Madison and Dane County have done the same. Destination Madison says 9.2 million people visited the area last year. On average, they spent more than $4 million a day. Spending increased in a bunch of categories, including food and drink, lodging, retail, entertainment, and transportation. The hospitality industry gained 500 jobs here in Dane County as a result. Last year, Madison hosted Ironman, the World Dairy Expo, and the Wisconsin season of Top Chef aired on TV. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and very summer-like today, with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Got showers and thunderstorms moving in late tonight, though. Few of them could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, throughout the afternoon, drying things out, highs will make it to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, it'll be this week's edition of Broad Appeal. I'll be talking with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's not an option. It's...
First term, this is actually really important at a policy lever place. The people that tapped Robert Mueller to investigate Trump's ties to Russia were normal Republicans. There are none of them there. And if you talk to former senior military officials, what's different about Stephen Miller running the ICE raids and running basically a siege of Los Angeles is that there is no Mark Milley. There is no Mark Esper. There is no Jim Mattis. And that's the big difference, and that's the danger.
Yeah. Absolutely. My Nicole.
Your girlfriend.
I love you.
You go to bed with her every night.
Chris, who said in 2020? In bed, I mean one in the afternoon. Okay. No, she's not done till 3.
Okay.
It's late.
All right.
It's almost night for me. Who said in 2020, look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason ever to do that, even in the Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. Who said that?
Garfield the cat. John.
No, you're both incredibly wrong. That would be 2020 Donald Trump when there were some guardrails.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, it's so disgusting that Joe Walsh, our new best friend, said he stood in front of our troops today and gave a mean-spirited partisan speech. He stood in front of our troops and attacked Americans by name. He stood in front of our troops and goaded them into booing their fellow Americans. Never become desensitized to this. And it's always about him. You know, he finished. Did you see this? This is a record crowd, you know, and you've never had a crowd this big. First of all, they're required to be there because it was Fort Bragg. Yeah. That's an honor. You think this crowd would have showed up for Biden? I don't think so. Oh, my God. Biden lives rent-free in his head, right?
He's just out of his mind. And by the way, thank you, Joe Walsh. Still waiting for Adam Kinzinger to have the guts that Joe Walsh has and leave your party. Yeah. It has terminal cancer. It's done. Yep. There is no Republican
Thank
Party.
You. Thank
Jump
you.
Jump over.
Heather says spending $143 million to use the military against their own people is a wild way to make people forget you won't release the Epstein client list.
Yeah.
So we just mentioned Trump is seeking thousands of costumes for his military birthday parade.
They got to have gold on them. They better be gold.
Oh, my God. Is there 76 tanks? Is that how many are coming?
Uh-oh.
I believe it is. In case you were wondering if it's
a
show.
"76 big tanks led the big parade, with 110 howitzers right behind. They were followed by rows and rows of reluctant G.I. Joes who would rather be home if you don't mind. 76 big tanks tore the streets up good, with 110 mobile ICBMs. There were more than 1,000 reasons to say he committed treason. He did most every kind of crime."
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
That was
Thank
nice.
You, Rocky Mountain Mike.
He's like a, you know, 8-year-old. Like, remember him pretending to drive the truck and just, "We have tanks, we have planes, we got all sorts of things. It's going to be great. We're going to celebrate our country for a change." No, we're not. We're celebrating you. There's a reason it's on your birthday. And he says, "For those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force."
Peaceful protest, too.
Yeah. You know, this is people that hate our country. Really? I would argue that the people that disagree with you love our country. That, you know, it's like, oh, if you disagree with him, you hate our country. I mean, that's how they frame. But they'll be met with very heavy force. Do not let him intimidate you. That's all I would say, Carlos.
Yeah, and Donald Trump is the argument against why you don't want polygamy, why you don't want women being breed mares. to spit out kids. Well, oh, the population, we need more people. No, you need quality people. You don't need to spit out children that are unloved like Donald Trump so they can inherit your fortune.
And I know this is a game that we can't, our heads are someday literally going to explode. John Pavlovitz said, can you imagine how Republican voters would have gone if Biden and Obama announced a wasteful, narcissistic birthday military parade and threatened violence against those who protested, and now crickets, because it was never about country or patriotism, just power, frauds. And I mean, speaking of the Epstein distraction, Chris Titus said, I think the clearest proof that our president is a pedophile is that after Elon Musk said our president was on Epstein's pedophile master list, Trump's response was, I wish him well. Remember how when someone calls you a pedophile nationally and you have the best wishes for them? I mean, he's obviously terrified of everything Elon Musk knows, I think.
And Putin.
Yeah,
I want to see the
thank you.
I want to see the golden showers.
Yeah. Oh, and to your point about our friend, our dear friend, Joe Walsh.
Yes.
He said, my brief exchange with a Trump voter, him, you, Joe, you became a Democrat. You sold out. Me, yep, I'm a Democrat, but I support free speech and states' rights, and I oppose any president putting the military on our streets against our citizens, and yet you applaud what Trump is doing. Who sold out? Silence. Yeah, I mean, they've got no pushback, Carlos, when you stand up to them.
I just picture Saddam Hussein coming out of a hole. Just,
a spider hole. Is there a spider hole big enough for Donald Trump?
his hole.
People love that you said yesterday he had to take the Taft bathtub out of the closet for him. They had to, and they were like, can we expand this a little bit? It's not big enough.
Right.
Can we widen it?
All right, one last one. Russ says the only people who are allowed to say this isn't what I voted for are the people who voted for Kamala. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who was right about everything. Oh, my God. Do you remember? There was actually a headline, Carlos, that said Kamala's latest lie, Trump will turn the army on you. Is there one thing she has not been right about so
same
far?
Same with Hillary. The past two female presidential candidates who are infinitely more qualified than the guy that was in office said, warned us of everything that he said, along with his ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen.
There's also a Hillary's Right About Everything t-shirt at StephanieMiller.com as well. Yep. Leslie in Long Beach, hello.
Where's the Stephanie is Right t-shirt, sir?
Hey,
well,
guys.
Stephanie's always right.
Yeah, that goes without saying, really. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, a couple things. With regard to that parade, he could have a parade every single day, and it would never fill that deep hole inside him. Like Mary Trump said, it's just never enough.
Yeah.
In addition to the fact that it's a distraction, but I wanted to give you a number, 17,253. That's the average number of deportations the last 2 years of President Biden's administration. Stephen Miller knows that. And this is all about getting Trump's numbers up.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care if they're legal or not. He doesn't care. And another thing that I wish the gutless White House press corps would ask Pam Bondi or Leavitt or Trump or somebody is, what are the consequences for corporations who are knowingly hiring these people?
Thank you.
Because the fines are pretty steep. I mean, it's per worker.
Yeah. No, you know, thank you.
Tyson Chicken Factories, all that kind of stuff, all the places that they work. Yeah. All the corporations that are hiring them never get punished. That's a great question.
One last one, Chris. Who said in L.A. we've been going after the worst of the worst. They're murderers.
Odie.
No, that would be Ice Barbie. Christy, no. Oh. They literally raided a Home Depot. I'm like, they're zip tying kids. They're going to elementary schools. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That kid with cancer was the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Taking up hospital beds for other white kids.
Leslie's right. This is about Stephen Miller going, we got to get our numbers up. I mean, he said it's where I can't remember where the reporting was that they did a pretty deep dive on, you know, this memo that came out where he's just, I mean, they're just grabbing people.
Yeah.
Just if you're brown, if you look, you know, like you could be in the immigration process. They don't care. They're grabbing people that are going to their immigration appointments.
I am issuing a personal challenge to God. If you give me some Old Testament smiting, I might show up at church every Sunday.
There you go, God. Paul in Delaware, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. What I wanted to bring up was the fact that nobody's talking about the people in the states going to their local officials, like the governors, the judges and such, with a petition or petitioning for a redress of grievance about the fact that we have senators and congressmen, Republicans mostly, that are basically they're not living up to their oath of office, you know, by since they sworn oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against Trump's unconstitutional criminal nonsense.
Yes, you are correct. However, it is not mostly Republicans. It is all Republicans.
All Republicans.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Ice Barbie.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say she may not be the brightest bulb, although maybe in her defense there's too many hair extensions over the bulb for us to see.
Bless her heart.
Governor Newsom has done a disservice to the state of California for many years. The people there should never elect him into a leadership position ever again.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Because he never comes to the...
She's not aware of term limits, I guess.
He's never shown up at one of the motorbike rallies.
Yeah.
Never done that. Disgusting to walk into LA.
He's termed out, you moron. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Her mug on the freaking TSA video. It's like, ugh. Yeah. Put it off.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Gorilla Radio. How are we doing today?
Doing okay.
All right. So I'm not sure if you guys saw this article in the Economic Times about the voting machines and how they were messed with prior to the 2024 election. It goes into really, really great detail, and it talks about Rockland County, New York, being
Rockland County. Rockland County seems to me like the one place that is interesting because they've actually filed. I mean, there's an ongoing investigation, right? That was where they voted, 90% for Kirsten Gillibrand, and there were zero votes for Kamala Harris. Is that
exactly? Yeah. And so the article in the Economic Times makes the case that was done all over the place. And so I'm going to call my attorney general, Josh Call, here in a little bit and say, hey, at least do your due diligence. This is out there. Go do some sniffing around. And hey, Mooks in every other swing state, do the same thing. We have to hold the line here. We have to do this. This is on us right now.
Yep. I hear you. I don't know if it's a recount or an audit or something, but just a lawsuit. But Rockland County is doing an official investigation. So,
I don't know. I can look it up real quick.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Sorry, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah. All of the above. The elections, the voting machines being fixed, the assassination attempt. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I know. Like, me too.
I don't put it past him.
I don't. I put nothing past him. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FERF. Hey, good job, everybody.
Yeah.
They've gotten a Trump bump. 68% rise in donations since Trump won, 77% since he took office. And our friends at Freedom From Religion Foundation are co-sponsoring this weekend's No Kings rally. Now is the time to join. Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, public policy stays secular. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Join us now. Text fees may apply.
You can't turn her off. Not in the middle of turning her on. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy, and you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This portion of the show brought to you by Hero of Democracy, Credo Mobile, Credo, the nation's only progressive phone company, now more than ever. Don't go with the bendy knee, kissy ringy companies. No, no, no.
No.
Credo Mobile, not taking down the Pride flag. No. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. And you get to vote on where your money goes. And it's such a smart, easy way to make a difference, right? You get the best, great, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and on and on. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Wow, wow, wow. Well, did you know that Department of Homeland Security flew Predator drones over the Los Angeles. This is getting so ridiculous, Carlos. They flew two high-powered Predator surveillance probe above the anti-ICE protests. The use of Predator drones highlights the extraordinary resources government agencies are putting behind surveilling and responding to three blocks of nothing.
Oh, man. Cut to Putin sucking on the plastic sword from his fruit mixed drink ice going, oh, it's too easy.
Too easy. Trump claimed the participants are paid insurrectionists. Here we go again with this paid protester thing. Let's see, blah, blah. We call this animals. They're animals. They're paid insurrectionists. They're paid troubled. Okay. Again, just lies. Pure lies, lies, lies. Speaking of which, Ice Barbie again, Kristi Noem, accused Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum of inciting violent protests. And she did no such thing, Carlos. No. She said she condemned Sheinbaum for stoking the protests. Claudia Sheinbaum came out and encouraged more protests in L.A. I condemn her for that, Noem said. She should not be encouraging violent protests. Sheinbaum spoke highly of Mexicans settled in L.A. That's all she said. She said they are not criminals. Los Angeles wouldn't be what it is if it weren't for the Mexicans who live there. You ain't kidding. Then she said we do not agree with the violent actions as a form of protest.
I think all Latinos in L.A. should walk through colleges' campuses with torches screaming, the Jews will not replace us, and Kristi will be fine with that.
Yes.
The Australian prime minister lashed out at L.A. law enforcement after the journalist was struck with a rubber bullet while covering the protests. He said, we do not find this acceptable. We have 0 days without being an international embarrassment. Mm-hmm. What is going on here? Trump administration planning to 9,000 migrants will be sent to Gitmo this week. I mean, Carlos, they're going to just keep escalating this. So since February, the U.S. has held approximately 500 migrants at Gitmo. The use of that facility appears to cost $100,000 per day for each detainee, just so he can look like a tough guy, right?
It's all performative. It's all performative. Ignore the price of eggs, ignore groceries, ignore people out of work. Ignore climate change. Ignore the fact that we're not going to have flu shots this year. God. Thank you, RFK, you jerk.
Oh, my God. By the way, CDC workers have walked out. Current employees have walked out and demanded his resignation. They walked out of the building in protest of the cuts, joined people in support of the department. I mean, it is just... there's one story that's dumber than the next. Literal bleach drinkers are thrilled with RFK. I didn't know this was an organized group, but of course it is. In the months since Bobby Kennedy mentioned bleach, we're back to that now?
Yep.
Back to bleach.
During his Senate confirmation, the online community advocating for the use of toxic bleach solution as a cure for everything from malaria to autism has become emboldened. Activity on bleach-supporting social media groups is exploding, and influencers are reemerging in the effort to push Trump's administration to approve bleach as a mainstream.
Do you remember
when Lysol had to put out a statement saying, do not drink our products to cure COVID? Okay. He said, we are thrilled. The head of whatever said, we're thrilled RFK Jr. is in charge, said Michelle, somebody who sells a nasal spray containing chlorine dioxide. Says she's discussed the topic with him. She was pictured along with other bleach enthusiasts and activists
at the
Recent Truth Seekers Conference held at Trump's Doral. I can't.
I could understand using it on your backside. But, we become Kubrick, right? Only the drugs showing up at the raw milk bleach shots.
I can't.
Raw milk beach bar.
Okay. Could I have Secretary Drunky McGrapey, please? Pete Kegbreath, here he is. Uh-huh. Yes.
Had rest?
On our little skit in L.A.
The governor of the California has failed to protect his people along with the mayor of Los Angeles. And so President Trump has said he will protect our agents and our Guard and Marines are proud to do it.
Oh, go have a drink. Okay. Yes. This story that I just brought up, Carlos. Trump's National Guard stunt in L.A. is pure political theater and the media can't look away. Never mind so many of the videos rocketing across social media are years old. It's good for cable news ratings. It's good for politicians. It's lousy for nuance. They end by saying, so yes, this is entertainment, but it's also a warning. And if you're waiting for someone in the media to say cut, don't hold your breath because the next scene is already setting up and no one wants to miss their shot. I mean, go ahead.
Remember, somebody was shot following the Super Bowl in Kansas City. Remember Philadelphia. Remember all the Canadian cities that go wild after an NHL Stanley Cup victory.
Yeah.
Show that footage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just that there's no end to the petty vindictiveness. Trump is considering cutting federal education funds to California. I mean, every day he just wakes up thinking, how can I be a petty, vindictive bag of to somebody?
How can I win California? He's trying to win California.
Can I just say, I love our California alpha liberal, Eric Swalwell, because he engages in the snark, which we love. So he did the, you've seen this, the Taco Bell Chihuahua, Taco Fell. You've seen this.
Yes.
When Trump fell up the steps of Air Force One.
Yeah.
Does the Taco Bell Chihuahua have any comment on that? Or? Okay.
Yo quiero athletic president.
Anyway, Eric Swalwell said, this meme is everywhere. Let's be kinder to each other. Making fun of an almost 80-year-old falling on the stairs has no place in our politics. That was the snark. He was engaging in the smart. Yeah. By the way, Scaramucci agrees with you on Putin. He said, I believe there is compromise on Donald Trump. I don't know what it is. We all used to say, what is it? What is the hold Putin has on this guy? He's in a train wreck situation at home, and yet he owns the president of the United States. How does he own the president of the United States? You tell me. He has to have something on him that we don't understand. Oh, yeah. God, please, let it all come out. Let it all come out.
Hey, Saturday, everybody go to Taco Bell on Saturday. Get your tacos.
Yes!
We love you, Carlos Alzraki.
Thank you, Carlos.
See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North News editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The curfew in downtown Los Angeles has been lifted, but National Guard troops and Marines called in by President Trump are still at the ready. A warning from the president, who says if there are protests at his big military parade on Saturday in Washington, D.C., they will be met with a very big police force. The parade, marking the Army's 250th anniversary, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president has longed for this parade, a show of military might like he's seen from other countries. Sources tell ABC News mounted rocket launchers will be on display, as well as precision-guided missiles. This in addition to those tanks and an assortment of fighting vehicles. The event will also feature 6,700 soldiers and a 50-aircraft flyover.
The president says the U.S. will get magnets and rare